Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Steve Del Bianco, Executive Director of NetChoice.org. Nobody works harder, folks, than Steve Del Bianco. He travels the world testifying, writing documents and reports to support the free flow of business on the Internet and to not be overly encumbered and on so many different levels. I'm amazed at what he's accomplished. I don't even want to think about, folks, what ICANN would look like right now without Steve and some of the folks that he works with. When the Obama administration basically gave ICANN away to the world, Steve was right there to make sure it didn't get too ugly. Steve, again, I want to congratulate you and thank you for that yeoman's work that you did.
Thank you, Jim. I think your support and amplification of our message just really helps to make the difference.
Well, we tried. So, all right. So, there's another thing going on right now. This associated with the internet tax situation. You call it the tattletale story or the tattletale rule. Tell us about this.
Right. It's ingenious and devious, and it was the tax department of the state of Colorado back in 2010 said, "Well, by golly, if the Constitution prevents us from taxing retailers all over the country, maybe we can do something else. Maybe we can force any catalog or online website outside of Colorado to report to the state Department of Revenue so that we know what our residents have been buying from out of state so we can go after them for the sales tax that they didn't pay." So it's similar to those 1099 W-2s that mm-hmm. your employer sends to the state federal government. They came up with this reporting regime. Well, instantly industry sued over it. It took 6 years to work its way through the courts, but eventually the 10th Circuit Court said it was okay. So that goes into effect in 2 months in Colorado. I'm just off the plane. I was in Colorado for most of the last 3 months trying to repeal the nastiest part of this law, this notion that the state would now learn where its citizens are shopping. Not necessarily everything they bought, Jim, but where they're shopping. So mm-hmm. you were buying things from Anxiety, a set of DVDs from AnxietyExit.com, or maybe you're buying your ammunition from FreedomMunitions.com. You're looking into handbooks on bankruptcy or divorce. Maybe you're political leaning.
So I bought a piece of architectural trim from a store from an individual in Florida a year ago. And so he's just an individual. He sold me the piece. I'm pretty sure I didn't pay sales tax because I don't think he had the ability to collect that. And so you're saying that he might have to report to my state and tell them that he sold this piece to me like a 1099.
That's right. And then you would be.
And then they'd contact me and say, "Hey, you know, you owe us $25.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be that. It'd be 25 plus penalties and interest because of the delinquency. But the real issue is they're expecting, states are expecting that you'll self-report your use tax on your mm-hmm. annual income tax returns. And mm-hmm. this one certainly is going to increase the compliance if you realize the state has this information. And if the vendors tell you what they sold you over the past year, does this law also require?
So you say, if everybody knows about the tattletale, then they're sort of exposed out there. So I'm imagining this, Steve. You get pulled over by a police officer, and you think, "Okay, I'm speeding. I'm going to get a ticket." And the guy and the police officer walks up and says, "Sir, I noticed you have a warrant out for your arrest because you didn't pay sales tax on that $100 purchase out of Connecticut." I know it's a little silly, but it at some point in time, Some of those dots could connect.
Right. And we went to Colorado, and with the support of a lot of privacy advocates, brought up the concern about consumer privacy.
Right.
The State Department of Revenue now knows where you shop. And also, if you bought something from a out-of-state jewelry company and had it shipped to a different address, they'd also know where you were shipping your jewelry.
Right.
So intensely personal and private relationships would be exposed to the State Department of Revenue without any requirement that they protect the data only to the Department of Revenue.
And but they didn't. Shared. The privacy argument didn't work, though, did it?
It worked in the Senate of Colorado, Jim, but the House killed my bill yesterday along party lines. The Democratic leaders in the House loved an extra few dollars of revenue.
Could this become a model for other states?
It already has. Louisiana, Vermont, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Washington.
Wow. Steve,
watch out for what's coming.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the hard work, and maybe something good will come from all that. Hey, Steve, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for all you do.
NetChoice.org, ladies and gentlemen. Check them out. All the things that they do there, I promise you, it will illuminate you. You'll learn some stuff. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
The following show is produced and distributed by the Gab Radio Network.
Welcome to the Small Business Advocate Show with your host, Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate Show is presented by Insperity, dedicated to helping businesses run better, grow faster, and make more money. And now, conducting over 1,000 live interviews each year, the Iron Man of Radio.
I feel ready to go another 9 innings.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm in Texas. I'm still in Texas. I'm in the Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, about 30 miles up I-45. If you go from Houston to Dallas or the other way, it's just north of Houston on that interstate, and it's a beautiful part of the world, beautiful part of the state. This is where the Insperity Invitational is taking place. And has been now in this general area this is the 14th tournament. 13 years, I had two in 1 year as a transition from fall to spring. And as you know, I've been broadcasting from every one of them since the very first one. And, we're going to keep doing that as long as they'll let me. We always have a great time here. They do a great job with this tournament, raise a lot of money for charity. And so I'm very excited about being here. So let me tell you about what we got coming up straight ahead. Somebody who's a big supporter of this event and who's been with me, I think, probably at least 10 years. Let's see, I may have the numbers here. Probably about 10 years or so he's been hanging out with me on the show during the tournament is our good buddy Joe Cleary. He's the president of Harvey Builders. And Joe is a great commercial industrial contractor, general contractor, and builds high-rises, among other things. So I'm going to get a report from Joe on how things are going in the construction industry, what's going on out down here in Texas in the economy, and also maybe even a little report on this tournament. So that's Joe Cleary, our good friend. And by the way, Joe Cleary is right in front of me. We're going to do a face-to-face here right after this break, Joe Cleary. And then in the second half of the hour, you know, this is the week that the Fed meets. The Federal Open Market Committee meets this week. And a former member of that committee is Bob McTeer, who's also a Texan. He's in Dallas, former Federal Reserve Bank president of Dallas. And so he's going to join us and tell us what the Fed's going to do today. They're going to raise rates and also get his perspective on the economy. He's a pretty darn good economist. That's Bob McTeer coming up in the second half of the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently, you've run your business with 10,000-year-old age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But the original age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that are conveying control from your business to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're going to market with age of the seller practices when your customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blassingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too. I'm in the Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, broadcasting from the Insperity Invitational Champions Tour Golf Tournament, now in the 14th tournament that I've been broadcasting from every time, and I'm always happy to be here, especially when I had a chance to interview my good friend Joe Cleary. Joe's been on the show now. Well, we just can't do this without you, Joe.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
Joe Cleary, by the way, folks, is president of Harvey Builders, a Houston-based commercial builder, mostly commercial, I think, and some, maybe some industrial. They build high-rises, big buildings. Some of the buildings you see around Houston, they built some of them and still going strong. A family-owned business, and one he's been part of for a long time. Joe, thanks again for being here, and it's good to see you.
That's great to see you, Jim.
And, of course, I got Joe right in front of me here. Hey, Joe, this tournament, last night they showed the warrior, the Afghanistan veteran, that they gave him a mortgage-free home.
Yes.
And they talked about the hundreds and hundreds of veterans that have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan that they've raised money for and have given these people. These are people who've had a tough time transitioning. Boy, if I don't know what it would take to if that didn't get you last night.
Oh, no, that's, I think that program is excellent. And the mortgage-free home is just a fabulous deal for the guys when they're coming back, the families. I know several organizations in and around Houston and in Texas that do the same thing, and there's nothing like watching them get those keys.
And that was an example, and we've seen you and I've seen others, and I know you know about a lot of others, and I know you're directly involved in a lot of other charities outside of this tournament, but that's just an example of the good things that golf tournaments do around the country, isn't it?
It's amazing how much money goes to charity from golf tournaments. It's in the billions and billions of dollars. I know in Houston, it's well over $80 billion.
Wow.
Since golf.
Since the beginning, yeah.
Since the beginning.
Since
and,
the Shell Oil and, tournament and all that, yeah.
Yes. And so we're very proud that this tournament turns back a lot of money to charity.
Well, the Insperity is just gone. I think they've almost been record-breaking in terms of the speed with which they've raised money over the short, really a relatively short period of time the tournament's been going on.
Well, when you do things first class like Insperity does for
they
just
do.
About everything that they touch, that's exactly what
they don't
happens.
Have to do anything. And you know, you and I both have been around the pros, and they can't stop smiling.
Yeah.
They say over and over again, this is, if not the best, it's one of the top two or three stops on the 30 tournament tour they got.
Oh, it is the best. It is ranked the best.
I thought it was. I wasn't sure. I didn't want to give any false numbers out there. But Joe,
I don't mind doing that. I'm in the construction business.
Well, and also you're connected because you write direct checks to this thing. So I'm
yes,
sure they're giving you good reports, the Harvey Builder folks and yourself. So thank you for your support of all this. Talk to us about business in Houston. Is oil patch stabilizing?
It's stable. It has stabilized, and we're seeing some activity in the oil field service companies. The large integrated energy companies have most had plenty of reserves to to withstand $26.
Well, when the price dropped, it probably weeded out the weak sisters, and now people have learned how to operate on $50 a barrel oil, right?
They have, and many of them had set their budgets and their goals a little bit above that, but most of the oil fields that there's activity in, especially in Texas, $50 oil is okay for them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the areas in Ohio and Pennsylvania, it's a little difficult. The infrastructure is not there, so they need 70, 65, mm-hmm. 70. So there's not as much activity there.
They're sort of like Saudi Arabia. They need 65, 70, aren't they?
Yeah, so we're seeing some new activity from the oil field service companies, many of which are our clients. Does that mean a burst of construction projects? No. Mm-hmm. It just means that they're getting healthier, and we'll see some activity from them probably in a few years.
Well, your business, your company is very admirable to me, because I know you get a lot of build-to-suit stuff. You get a lot of non-bidding business.
We do.
Because people know your quality, and they don't want to bid. They don't want the lowest bidder. They want you guys. They want Harvey Builders.
That's a wonderful position to be in.
Well, it's an earned position, though. I mean, you don't stumble into that. You earn that by seeking excellence.
And every relationship is based on trust, and so it's mm-hmm. it's a two-way street, and we have the best clients in the world. I tell our employees, especially the new ones that are going through orientation, we have the best clients in the world. Everybody else wants our clients. The only way to keep those clients is to have excellent service.
What do you do to – and, folks, this is – I'm going to get Joe to share some of his leadership management jewels with us. What are you – some of the things that you do to gain and sustain those kinds of relationships where people say, okay, they met you in a bid – you know, you bid a job, and that's when they met you. You got the job, and after that they said, okay, we're not bidding anymore. We just want Harvey Builders to do it from now on.
Well, I think where we're sitting today is a perfect example. The Woodlands Corporation, now the Howard Hughes Corporation, but the Woodlands Corporation started, began developing in this area in 1974.
Mm-hmm.
In plus or minus 1990, we bid our first commercial project in the Woodlands. It was a shopping center. Anchored by a Kroger store, and we were low bidder. We were too low.
Mm.
I found the mistake after we started the project, and that
that's
happens.
That's where, folks, if you've ever been to a bid opening of a pretty good sized job like that, when the bids are open and you see somebody screaming out the door, then you know that's the low bidder, and they're going back to find out what they missed.
This is a very interesting dynamic, but. Full focus went onto that project so that we would only lose what we thought we were going mm-hmm. to lose. Well, as it turned out, because of the full focus, because of the managerial effort, the supervision effort on site, and the excellent management of the subcontractors, we actually made money.
Wow.
The owner, the Woodlands Corporation, could not believe how quickly we did the project, how well we did the project, and so they turned to us and asked us to do their next project.
Mm-hmm.
And then their next, and then
mm-hmm.
their next. And we've done over 8 million square feet.
Wow.
In the
and it's your performance, even in adversity. And I like what's, I think it was it, which coach was it that said character doesn't, hard times doesn't create character, it reveals it.
Yes, I think that was Vince Lombardi.
He also
said, never settle for mediocrity.
There you go. I like that. Joe Cleary, ladies and gentlemen, president of Harvey Builders. We're going to come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.